Three Sons. Starring Fred McMurray. And as Uncle Charlie, William Demarest.
Will you please stop playing so somebody can hear? It is a custom in our village to put two candles on the cake for the groom.
Now, why is that?
There is a saying, one candle cannot light up a life by itself.
What does that mean?
I guess it takes two to make a complete life.
Two? He's already got nine, if you want to count the triplets and tramp.
Dad, the cake?
Oh, fine. Yeah, I better get the candles off here first. Mama, you get the first piece. You don't get all that. Cesare? They're very nice people.
How come you and Mrs. Harper came here, Dad?
Oh, who knows, Chip? We just did. And you better get used to calling her Mrs. Douglas, huh?
Yeah, or Barbara. Or Mother. Dad, I hope your wedding comes off better than mine did.
What was wrong with yours? It came off as smooth as silk.
Man, Uncle Charlie, don't you remember that morning?
Sure. We all overslept and had to rush around like a bunch of scared monkeys.
These aren't black socks, they're dark green.
Then wear your brown suit.
To my son's wedding?
Here, wear these, they're black.
Oh, fine. They're wet.
Well, you can't have everything.
I suppose you know you're not wearing any pants.
Sure I know I'm not wearing any pants. I sat on a jelly donut some knockhead put on a chair. Hey, Chip, I got a shirt down here for you.
Yeah, and the tramp was lost, remember?
Yeah, and I had to be the best man at the last minute. And I was afraid I wouldn't be able to get the ring out of my pocket in time.
He sure was.
Yeah.
The way we were rushing back and forth, what we really needed was a traffic cop.
No. Charlie, don't tell us we're late. We know it.
Dad, am I supposed to have the marriage license with me? Because if I am, forget it.
No, Kitty's mother has that. I think. Well, what are we all standing around for?
Oh, I thought it would be nice if we got all dressed up and played pod cheesy.
Oh, come on.
Come on, you guys, get going. Come on.
Dad, the tramp didn't come back yet.
Well, we'll have to look for him after your brother gets married, Ernie. Come on.
Hey, if you can't find it in your pocket, why don't you stick it on your finger? Can't lose your finger.
Yeah.
Come on, you guys, get going. Well, you go on. Get out. Come on.
Assembled here in the presence of God, as thou hast brought them together by thy providence, sanctify them. Robert, wilt thou have this woman to be thy wife, and wilt thou pledge thy troth?
Oh, this must not happen again.
No, Mom was right. We can't oversleep tomorrow. And we know how Tramp hates to be left alone, so let's be sure he doesn't follow us to the chapel again.
Don't worry, Dad. I'll keep an eye on everything.
Look who's suddenly a mother hen.
Uncle Charlie, when you expect one baby and you get three, you better grow up fast. Dad?
Yeah, Jeff?
I've heard about bachelor dinners. Is this all that happens?
Well, when the bachelor only invites his sons and an uncle. Well, it's been a wonderful evening. But I think we've all had enough to eat. We better get home, huh?
Hey, dum-dum, don't sit there all night. Give it to him.
Oh, Dad, this is for you.
We all sort of chipped in.
Yeah, well.
It says, to Dad, from all of us kids and Uncle Charlie.
Hey, Alice, he can read.
Thanks, fellas.
The ribbon used to be better, but it got sort of smashed from being in my pocket.
Oh, it looks fine, right? Oh, well. I know everybody's, I was saying you shouldn't have, but, well, you shouldn't have.
There's something written on the back.
It says, to our best friend. Our dad.
Like I told you before, he can read.
I wouldn't be too sure about that, Charlie. Thanks, guys.
Out of bed now. I got a wedding to go to. We don't want to be late.
Okay.
Charlie?
Yeah.
Oh, you're up. That's good, Charlie. I got the boys. We don't want to be late.
No, we won't. It's only 10 after 6.
Yeah. Well, as long as you got breakfast ready, I might as well eat. Huh?
Yeah.
Say, are you sure Barbara's mother arranged for the rehearsal between Cesare and their organist?
Well, she said so. That's as sure as I can get.
Good, good. Nervous. Now, why should I be that nervous? After all, it's not a big wedding with a lot of people. It's just a little wedding in a chapel.
Look, do you want me to do that?
Please. Okay.
Who's calling at 6:10?
Hello? Oh, Rob, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're up. Thanks. Yeah.
Good. I'll be right over.
Yeah.
Where are you going in the middle of the night?
It's 6:00.
I'm going over to Dad's.
Why?
Well, honey, the whole family nearly slept through our wedding. Nothing like that is going to happen to Dad.
The wedding isn't until 1:00.
Don't get logical. I'll be back in plenty of time for you. Bye.
To be up so early.
Because it ain't going to be like last time, that's why. Come on, you guys, sit down.
Well, let's see, right after breakfast, I knew. Charlie, do you think maybe we ought to make a list?
A list for what?
Well, the things to do and not to do this morning. For instance, where's Trent?
Oh, out chasing cats or something.
You let him out?
Why, sure, I always let him out in the morning.
Dad, Uncle Charlie, suppose he doesn't come back right away. We have to leave for the church and he follows us there again.
Yeah, suppose that.
He always comes back in a 30 minutes to eat.
Yeah, only suppose he finds one of his girlfriends.
Yeah, suppose that.
Look, I didn't murder somebody. I just let the poor dog out.
All right. Let's not all get uptight. Where's the coffee?
Give me the cup. You're too nervous.
I found him 2 blocks away. Who let him out?
Well, it doesn't make any difference now, Rob. He's back home. Katie's still asleep?
Yeah. Now, Dad, I've got your marriage license. Not that you'll need it. And I've got your ring. Now, you're going to Mexico right after the ceremony, so put your travel cards right in the pocket of your suit.
Right.
How come you're going to Mexico, Dad?
For the honeymoon, knothead.
I know that, Uncle Charlie. Boy, Dad, you really got it bad.
Go on, Rob.
Put the traveler's checks right in your suit, too. As a matter of fact, put a few of them in the suitcase. And write down those serial numbers in case they get lost.
Yeah.
Hey, that's my orange juice, Rob.
Yeah, thanks. You guys be sure to wear dark ties, okay? And Uncle Charlie.
I know. I should wear shoes.
Look, I just want to make sure that everything goes all right. I don't want Dad to go through what I went through, like Tramp walking through the back door and Chip almost getting the ring stuck on his finger.
Yeah, well, I'm sure everything will go fine, Rod.
I'm sure it will. Now, Katie and I are going to go over in our own car as soon as I check out everything at the cathedral.
The cathedral?
The chapel.
Mommy's laying on the bed smiling at the ceiling.
Is that what she's doing?
Yeah. Myrtle says she noticed it too.
Well, I guess maybe it's because she's happy. Now we're going to take her a little breakfast, okay?
Okay.
Come on. Good morning, darling. Dodie and Myrtle tell me you've been looking at the ceiling and smiling.
That's because I never realized before what a beautiful ceiling it was.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hello, Myrtle.
Mama, what happens at a wedding?
Why, two people who love each other have a lovely ceremony, and when it's all over, they're no longer two people. They're almost like one.
But they still look around alone and stuff, don't they?
Yes, but they're united, sort of.
Oh, this conversation's getting too deep for me.
How come I didn't remember when you married Daddy?
Because you weren't born yet. You see, babies have to wait to be born until after their mommy and daddies get married.
Did Daddy love me?
He loved you very much. He loved me and Grandma. And then he was taken away from us.
But would he love Myrtle?
Of course he would.
See, I told you. Would Mr. Douglas love me and you and Grandma and Myrtle too?
See, he loves us already. That's what makes him so wonderful.
Okay, well, I'll stroke the ceiling and smile some more.
Well, I just may do that.
I heard part of that. Oh, the difference in generations. When I was her age, I could barely wave bye-bye. Eat your breakfast, darling. There's plenty of time. It's only 9 o'clock.
Well, you're all set, huh? Well, I must say everybody looks very nice.
Right. And now we got a 4-hour wait.
4 hours? 9:03? That can't be the right time.
If anything, it's a little fast.
We got dressed up so early.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we all overreacted a little. Well, we can't very well go to the chapel yet. This is nothing to do but to take it easy and relax for a while, huh?
I'll tell you where I'm going to relax. In bed.
Mr. Douglas, how you are, eh?
Fine.
The music goes well, you know?
The music sounds great, Chesedee, but I don't think that, well, I think maybe you better wear your plain dark suit for the wedding.
I'm dressed like this when your father meets a lady.
Yeah, I know, that's wild, but just the same, would you mind changing?
No.
Good.
You practice the part where the passion is jump into the song, eh? She plays well, ma. She's an amateur.
Sounds good. It's good.
guys. Let's go. Come on. It's almost 12 o'clock. Dad?
What?
It's almost 12 o'clock.
What?
Chip, let's go.
Chip! Come on, Charlie! Bernie, get up. Boy, we've done it again.
No, Dad, now everything is okay so long as you leave in a few minutes. Have you got your travel card?
Yeah. Have you got the ring?
Right here in my pocket.
Hey, do you guys know what time it is?
Uncle Charlie, everything is under control. Now, Dad has to leave right from the church, so I think you and Chip and Ernie better go to the church in Chip's car.
What are you all of a sudden, General Pershing?
Just leave him alone. He's doing fine. Did you take care of the photographer, Ron?
All right, Dad. He's a friend of mine. He'll be there at 12:45.
Fine.
Hey, Dad, I'll see you at church.
Yeah.
Hey, you gonna let that dog scratch up that door, or are you gonna let him out?
Bernie! A trap!
Hey, wait!
Hey, no, don't let him out! We did it again!
Westminster Abbey, but it'll do.
No sign of tramp.
No. Why don't you go on inside, Dad? Ernie and I'll watch for him.
Ah, he won't show up. He didn't see us leave, so he couldn't follow us.
I hope Barbara remembers where the chapel is. I don't see her car anyplace.
When a woman's getting married, the one thing she doesn't forget is where.
You don't think anything's wrong with it, do you?
No, but look, Steve, will you get inside before you nervous yourself to death? Go on. Get in there. Go ahead. Come on, you guys. Let's get this stuff. Come on. Get going.
Tramp, what are you doing out here? You'll make us late for the wedding.
Well, she's here.
Who's here?
Who do you think is here? Steve, you're not making much sense now.
Mrs. Harper, little what's-her-name, her mother and that lady from the restaurant just got here, Dad.
Chip, little what's-her-name's name is Dodie, and she's very close to being your sister.
Hey, that's right.
Where's Robbie?
I think I seen him drive up about a minute ago. Yeah, look, smooth sailing.
Oh, thanks, Charlie.
She's really neat, Dad.
Thank you, Chip.
Yeah, Dad. Well, we figure we're not losing a father. We're gaining a mother.
Thanks, fellas.
Come on, fellas.
Oh, did we leave enough air for Tramp?
Oh, sure.
Good.
Oh, no!
Oh, that's all Dad needs.
Yeah. Hey, fella, come here a second. Say, do you live around here? Want to earn a dollar?
Sure.
Okay, listen. Go get a rag and some water and clean up this car here. And get rid of the cans and the shoes and the paper, okay?
Okay.
Good.
It's a good thing we saw it before Dad did.
Yeah.
I haven't the faintest idea.
Well, you don't have to worry about Tramp. I found him and he's locked in my car.
Oh, good, good. You've got the ring.
I've got the ring.
Rob, what if Cesare shows up in that gypsy outfit of his?
Daddy, he wouldn't do a thing like that.
Well, you'd never know.
You know, Dad, It does an insecure son a lot of good to see his very secure father very insecure for once in his life. It gives the insecure son a lot of security.
I don't know why I'm so nervous. You'd think this is the first time I've been through this.
We're ready now.
Well, I guess this is it, huh?
Dad, you didn't make any big speeches when I married Katie, so I won't either, but you know how I feel.
Yeah, I think I do, Rob.
We better get out there.
Yeah. Oh, Rob, you've...
Now, I've got the ring. Yeah.
Beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God to join this man and this woman in holy matrimony. Give thee in token and pledge of our constant and abiding love.
This ring I give thee in token and pledge of our constant and abiding love.
Repeat after me. This ring I give thee in token and pledge of our constant and abiding love.
This ring I give thee in token and pledge of our constant and abiding love.
And now, by the authority vested in me, I hereby pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Steve, look.
Tramp, for a while there, I thought you weren't going to make it.
I thought you were somebody tied some old tin cans and shoes on the back.
Hey, what happened?
We could turn. I'll explain it later.
Come on.